This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, November 5th. God's word for you today is plan. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. And it says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. John D. Rockefeller, the first U.S. billionaire, in one of his interviews says the secret of his life is the 10-10-80 rule. John D. Rockefeller, the multi-billionaire, says the first thing he does is to pay 10% as tithe. Then he saves 10% and he lives on 80%. I hear a lot of people insist that they cannot live on 80%. That is the spirit of poverty speaking through you, and you need to kill that voice. You tithe 10%, you save 10%, then you live on 80%. And from that 80%, you pay your debt. The more you do this, the more heavens open over you. Heaven will open over you in the name of Jesus. The truth is, like Pastor Rick Warren said, your yearning will always exceed your earnings. So you need to have this thing locked down, because your yearning will always exceed your earnings. To experience financial metamorphosis, you must set up a repayment plan to get yourself out of debt. To experience financial metamorphosis, the sixth thing is, I must budget my spending. Like someone said, a budget is telling your money where to go, rather than wondering where it went. You need to be in control. You need to live by a budget. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 5 says, plan carefully and you will have plenty. If you act too quickly, you will never have enough. Budgeting is planning. Do you want to have plenty? The word of God says, plan carefully and you will have plenty. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 5 says, but those of everyone who is hasty surely to poverty. It is called impulse buying. The four-letter word to make people impulsive buyers is sale. Some people cannot hear of a sale and hold back. The fact that something is on sale does not mean you should get it. However, some people cannot resist it when they see items on sale. So they buy things simply because they knew the initial price of the item, and when they see the price on sale, they feel the compulsion to buy it. Not because they have a budget for the item or they had planned to get it, rather because they feel they cannot let the deal go. That is a compulsive buyer right there. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 20 says, wise people live in wealth and luxury, but stupid people spend their money as fast as they get it. You will not be stupid with your money in the name of Jesus. You will be wise with your money in the name of Jesus. To experience financial metamorphosis, you must budget your spending. Let us pray. Father, I will not be stupid or impulsive with my money in the name of Jesus. Help me plan my spending and stick to the plan. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.